of this plan, this schema, this type that exists, this ratio that exists in his mind from all eternity. So let's reread the definition of Blessed Severinus Boetius, shall we? It goes this way. Providence is the divine plan itself seated in the supreme ruler, which disposes all things. According to St. John Damascene, who gives his own definition, who emphasizes the will here, he says providence is, quote, the will of God by which all things are ruled according to right reason. Now, I don't know Greek, so I don't know what his Greek is, but that right reason thing in Latin would be ratio. So we see the two of them sort of fitting there. Recta ratio would actually be right reason in Latin. So everything is ruled according to ratio, the plan, huh? So Damascene is emphasizing the will. Boetius is emphasizing the sort of the intellect when he talks about what's seated in the supreme ruler in the divine mind, as it were. But both are involved. The intellect, it's primarily in God's mind, but it's something that He wills actually in time. Providence is primarily, and in a more restricted sense, that plan, as I said, that exists in the divine intellect, by which creation will achieve its end, namely, as we already have said, God's own glory. Secondarily, and in a looser sense, providence is God's actual implementation of that plan in time. And again, this secondary sense is more properly called God's governance of creation. Now, there's a dictionary of Catholic theology that I frequently refer to, which was written by, I think it was three Italian theologians, and it was translated into English in the 40s or 50s. It's very valuable. It's just called the Dictionary of Catholic Theology, and it's a very, very, very valuable resource. So I kind of have it at my elbow when I'm doing things like this. So I'm going to read to you that. It's a theological dictionary, so it's not just a short definition. It's somewhat beefy, but it's not quite an encyclopedia definition either. It's not that long, in other words. So, divine providence, from the Latin words providere or previdere, which literally mean to see in advance. Both of them mean to see in advance. As the authors of the Catholic Encyclopedia point out, though, we can't take that too literally, because it's not just God's seeing it in advance, it's God's actually foreplanning it. It's something more primordial than merely seeing it in advance. Yes, of course he foresees it. He foresees every free-willed action. As St. Thomas says, he foresees certain things as necessary, because he positively willed them to be so, but then he also foresees certain things as contingent because they depend upon free wills. They are contingent upon the free will of man. So St. Thomas very eloquently says, yes, God foresees all. Some things as necessary and some things as contingent, and that itself does not rule out our free will, because by virtue of God's omniscience, He knows everything anyway. That doesn't, again, interfere with our free will. This is a mystery, but the mystery is really in God's omniscience, not in our freedom, which we know. I mean, we experience our own freedom all the time.